Let's begin once again with just a nice deep breath. Just, and as you release, really letting yourself sink into your chair. And as before, taking a moment to not just reflect on, but really feel into our motivation. Why are we doing this? May we develop and grow and sprout our inner capacity for love, for compassion, so that we may radiate that quality out to those we meet, those we encounter every day. We may gladden their hearts and bring a kindness and a gentleness to them. May we ultimately be able to benefit them, free them from suffering, help them find lasting joy. So, with that motivation, as before, becoming aware of your sensations of your breathing in the body. And as you rest your attention there in those sensations, with each exhale, releasing any tension you hold in your body or your mind. You notice yourself getting distracted. Just relax the mind a bit further. Release the distraction and return to the sensations of breathing. If you become sleepy, pay closer attention to the details of the sensations. So, as you settle, you can imagine in the space in front of you a loved one, somebody you already really like and love, someone who's close to you. For a moment, just tune into any kind of suffering this person may be experiencing in their life. With a sense of empathy, really feeling and recognizing how they must feel. Then, in addition, giving rise to the wish, may you be free from suffering. And as you say that phrase in your mind, you can imagine that each time you inhale, in a sense, you breathe in their suffering. Suffering being like a kind of smoke that fills their body on the inside. And in the center of your heart is a warm, glowing orb of white light. As you inhale that suffering of theirs, and it dissolves into that orb of light in your heart without leaving a trace. Each time you inhale, may you be free. Dissolving that smoke in your heart. If you wish, you can also include on the exhale, each time you breathe out, you can say in your mind, may you be happy. Imagine a warm white light of genuine happiness and well-being flowing out on your breath towards this person, filling them, fulfilling their heart's desires. Imagine them experiencing genuine happiness. Inhale, you inhale their suffering as smoke dissolving into your heart, and as you exhale, sending out happiness to them. And just for a brief moment, notice the quality of happiness in your mind, if there is any. Just take a brief note of that. How does your mind feel after doing this for a bit? And then continue with the practice. If you feel ready at your own pace, you can include next to this person someone who is a stranger to you, or even a small group of strangers, and try the same practice with them. If you would really like to challenge yourself, try someone you really don't like. But feel what you're actually capable of right now. Those who are familiar with the practice, you can also expand to start including many beings, not just a handful, but like a crowd of human beings and maybe even animals at your own pace. As we slowly near the conclusion, we can bring in that final element, a sense of responsibility. Not just may you be free or may you be happy, but may I free you from suffering. May I bring you great happiness. So then let us dedicate again whatever positive qualities we develop with this practice. the love, the compassion, the care. We dedicate it so that we may be enabled to awaken to our full Buddha potential in order to be of lasting value to every living being without exception, to help them also awaken to their full Buddha potential.